This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You gotta widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Harper, the swing of his life!
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Hey, Connor, thank you for taking the time to join us.
Hey, JR, man, I really appreciate you having me on. It's a big day here in Arkansas. This press conference was unlike anything I've seen, and definitely the fans are excited. It's a completely different level than I've seen it in my time.
Well, Connor, that was going to be my first question. How is the fan base feeling about this right now? There's been some trepidation in different stops from Coach Calipari, but the fans in Arkansas are all in on it, huh?
Yeah, I think from the reaction you saw during the press conference, especially out there in the arena portion, not the reporter questions portion, but from the fans, it almost sounded like there was a game going on from how loud they cheered when he came onto the floor. There's a lot more to look forward to, I think, from fans, and there's a lot of just high expectations, a lot of hope from the fan base because of getting a Hall of Fame caliber coach like Cal. It's just a different level than I think any fans have really experienced. And as a reporter, like I said, it's a different level for me too, just the notoriety, the brand recognition, the media coverage, things like that. I think that with that brings a lot of hope, and that's what you're seeing from the fan base right now.
Connor Goodson is joining us from HogSports.com, covers the Arkansas Razorbacks. We all witnessed how fast this came to be. It was only a week ago that Coach Cal was kind of asking everybody in Kentucky for a little bit of patience. And then a week later, he's now down in Fayetteville. So how fast did this take place? Was it just Musselman is now gone out west and let's give Coach Cal a call? I know he explained it in the press conference. Fill us in.
Well, yeah, he explained in the press conference that it came together like in span of 3 or 4 days. I had first heard his name about late last week, but in the middle of a coaching search, you hear so many random names get thrown at you, and it's hard to kind of sift through what's real, what's not, what's legit, and what you don't need to look into. And then Sunday night's really when it kind of started picking up. But it does sound like it happened really fast. Hunter Yurecek said that, you know, they kind of ran into each other in Phoenix at the Final Four, and he was kind of picking Cal's brain on the coaching search and which direction he should go. And they kind of had this just moment where he was like, well, why not you? What's keeping you from taking the job? And that's when things really started rolling. John Tyson, close friend of Cal, he's a big money donor here, and he kind of really was the catalyst on the financial end that really got it going and hammered it out. And it sounds like, you know, Cal said that he finally said yes on Monday, but I've got to think that there was probably a yes in between, you know, from when it started on Sunday to Monday when it was pretty much announced.
Well, Connor, fill us in. We've heard a lot about this chicken man, John Tyson of Tyson Foods. We also know that Jerry Jones is tied into Arkansas as well. What's the difference? I mean, I've heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, that Calipari is not necessarily going to have to go out and fundraise like he did at Kentucky. Is that accurate? What was the big lure?
Yeah, so I'll answer your second question first. What I've heard is that he's going to have anywhere from $5 to $7 million in NIL backing from prominent donors here in Northwest Arkansas. And I think there's a little bit of a misconception with Arkansas and just kind of the wealth that is actually here in this part of the state. We've got Walmart, of course. You've got Jerry Jones, who really has only been involved mostly on the football side of things. But you've got Walmart, you've got Tyson Chicken, you've also got J.B. Hunt, which is a Fortune 500 company. And those three families are really big in backing Arkansas and Arkansas athletics. And so when they're willing to throw their weight around and really make something happen, they can do it in a big way like they're doing right now. And I think that, you know, talking with John Tyson and being close friends with him, that really kind of swayed Cal, and knowing that he – has all of the financial backing he needs to get things done and win at a high level. That's ultimately, I think, what allowed him to make the move.
Well, Connor, we heard from Coach Calipari that he needs to go ahead and utilize that money to build a roster. What do you think the time frame is? What is he on, a 5 years, $7 million per, correct?
Yeah, 5 years, about $7 million in annual salary. I think, honestly, it sounded like a guy who was putting a little bit of pressure on himself to win now and kind of go out and have that revenge tour type of season, I believe, where he is not – I just saw a video where someone in the athletic department was showing him this really compilation of national media kind of doubting him. And he was just like, well, let's see what they say next year. And I think that that's something that he's going to have a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. He's going to be a little bit more motivated to show people, hey, it's not just Kentucky. I can do it at Arkansas. It's the coach. It's what I can do. I've still got it. And I think that that is kind of putting a little bit of pressure on him to get it done as early as possible.
Connor Goodson is joining us from HawksSports.com, covers the Razorbacks. When you think about what this team has seen, pretty much, it's been 30 years since a title. Eric Musselman is gone. No appearance in a tournament this past year. The Razorbacks have had some gaps in the teens where they didn't make the tournament at all. What is the patience level going to be? You said that there's a lot of enthusiasm that he's in the building, but from the fan base and the people who are going to be committing this money, like, at what point does everybody start going, okay, it's been 2 years, 3 years, what are you doing here?
Yeah, no, I think that there's definitely going to be a little bit more pressure from the fan base to win early, and you know, if things aren't going smoothly in 2 years, I could see the fan base starting to get a little unsettled and putting a little bit of pressure back on him. But ultimately, there's always a new coach is always going to have a rather long runway in that honeymoon period. And a coach like Cal, he's going to have, you know, probably longer than your average coach would, just because he brings that pedigree. And but I think that Arkansas fans, they're also, you know, they're privy to this new NIL market, the new transfer portal, and how you don't have to necessarily wait 4 years to kind of rebuild a program, and you can go out and you can instantly put together a championship contending roster in the span of one offseason. So I think that that is a little bit different, and that's going to add a little bit of pressure, and the fans knowing that, knowing that, hey, we've got all of this financial backing, we need to see results. That'll probably, you know, shorten that honeymoon period a little bit if the results aren't there.
Connor, are you optimistic on this five-year term on his deal? Do you think that he's going to pull in a championship?
I don't know if he could bring in a championship, but I think that he will have Arkansas competing in a championship level. We know the NCAA tournament, it is hard to win a championship, and you've got to, you know, a lot of luck goes into it. A lot of stars have to align in some aspects. I do think that Arkansas will be a contender in very short order under Cal, and I think that he can really put them back at the level that, like you said, they haven't had that kind of national, you know, prominence in almost 30 years since Nolan Richardson was here and they had things rolling in the 90s. I really do think that in this contract, Calipari will have them rolling at that level, if not more.
Well, Connor, thank you so much for the time and for the insight. Is there anything else that you might have gathered, observed from the press conference? Anything else that stood out to you that we didn't cover?
Well, not anything specifically. I just, Calipari, I've never really had any interaction. I've never met the man. But just the way he was able to hold court with and hold serve with the reporters, very, very good storyteller. Seems like a really good, genuine, personable dude from what I've seen. So I'm looking forward to hearing just kind of his, you know, more of his stories and stuff, and he seems like a good guy. So it seems like it's a good marriage so far, and it's off to a good start.
Yeah, that's how marriages work. Always nice at the beginning. Hey, Connor, where can people follow you and all your work, my man?
We're at HogSports.com, 24/7 sports. That's where I'll do all my writing and everything. You can follow me on Twitter at Connor Goodson, all just together, lowercase. HogSports.com is where I do all my writing, and that's where we'll have all the coverage of Cal and Arkansas hoops going forward.
That is going to be a lot more coverage. Thank you so much, Connor, and good luck with everything, okay? Enjoy the ride.
Hey, I really appreciate you having me on. Anytime, man.
This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You got to widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Harper, the swing of his life!
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.